Welcome back to BFFR, Be Fucking For Real.
With your hosts,
Sophia
and Joya.
Welcome back to episode 6, I think.
Yes, episode 6, because we didn't have one.
6!
We didn't have one last week.
Yeah, but this week we have a special guest with us.
We do.
Say hello.
Hi, guys.
We have Abigail. With us.
Oh, Abby. Not revealing the full names yet.
Yeah, not just yet. One day.
Yeah, so we know you've missed us. We were away for a week.
We were away for a week. Would you like to explain why?
I died, unfortunately. I was on my deathbed for a week. I was dying. My dad was calling ambulances for me, telling me to go to the hospital.
It is funny, isn't it? Like, how the common cold affects everyone differently.
Said it. I promised you said it. Okay, guys. It was a common cold, low-key, but I was popping pillies. Paracetamol.
Not even your own pillies. You were popping all of our fucking pillies. Yeah. Bro did not go to the store and buy anything. I have got no ibuprofen left. Rinsed us dry.
Every single thing there was, I did. But I'm back. I still sound kind of like a 13-year-old boy, as always. But, you
nothing
know.
Nothing new.
Yeah, at least, you know, something's never changed. Okay, so this week we thought we were going to do just one story again. We've got a submission from someone called Ant-Man. Very long story, so brace yourselves, guys. And obviously, Abigail, our beautiful guest, will read it out today.
I feel so privileged.
Yeah, girl.
Okay, so bear with me. It's a long story, but... So my friend, let's call him Tony, had a crush on this girl, and so I gave him her Instagram. He wanted to message her, and the message he wanted to send would be, "Do you know how many ants it takes to carry my body?" And then, after she replies, Tony would send her his number. I told him that I was kind of cringe, and to send everything else. He told me not to tell anyone about him having a crush on her, and I said I wouldn't. A couple days later, Tony says that he wants to send me some pictures and wanted to do it over WhatsApp. Tony didn't have any number, so I sent him over Instagram the message, "Do you know how many ants it takes to carry my body?" And then my number. I was a bit worried that this would come across as flirty, and I was in the library with our mutual friend, Mail. I told the friend the whole story, including about the girl he, Tony, has a crush on, and I was worried about this. The friend then proceeded to message Tony, "Do you know how many ants it takes to carry my body?" Tony then messaged me saying, "Did you tell our friend about the girl I had a crush on? He told me not to tell anyone. I don't know what to do. Should I just be honest and say I was worried about it seeming like I was flirting with him? Or do I tell a white lie of some kind? What do you think?"
Fucking hell, that was long.
I'm not gonna lie, guys. I'm a little bit lost.
Okay. So it's gone in one ear out the other. I'm really sorry.
We need to recap.
Can I say though, Abby, you read that beautifully.
Yeah.
That was angelic.
Wow.
I thoroughly enjoyed
Please
that.
Read me to sleep tonight. I could really use it.
Anything for you, Sophia.
Around 4 a.m. Will you be awake by then?
That will be when I'm waking up.
Yeah, true.
So absolutely not. Bedtime is 10 a.m. for me.
10 a.m.
10 p.m. Sorry.
Yeah, 10 a.m. for me. Okay, so let's recap.
Oh my gosh.
So this person's friend, Tony, has a crush on a girl.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted the girl's Instagram. Okay, so his idea was he wanted to message her and say, "Do you know how many ants it takes to carry my body?" Then the number. That's the pickup line. So that's his shit pickup line.
Okay.
Or, you know.
I think why I'm struggling is because the pickup line is so bad that that's just throwing me off straight away.
Yeah,
like, I don't think I can get into the rest of the story.
There's no... I think the one that guy in Spoons came up with the other day was better.
Oh, God, no,
what
remind me because I can't remember it.
That was the one we'd heard before that was like...
Oh, the one I predicted it.
Yeah.
That had been used, unfortunately.
What was it?
Well, guys, go ahead.
It was how...
Yeah, good one.
How much does a polar bear weigh?
Yeah,
and I instantly just went, "I'm going to stop you right there."
Yeah. Enough
back
to break
away.
The ice.
And
we
walk
moved
away,
yeah.
Leave me alone.
It wasn't that bad. We're eating our crusty nachos.
I thought they were delicious. I can't lie. I'm sorry that I made you get those, but they normally are so much nicer than that.
Bro, they look nice. They taste shit.
No. They look so much better than that normally. There was no cheese on them. There was no jalapenos.
I don't know,
Abby can back this. They are so good.
I picked one up. Normally amazing.
Really? I don't know. Like, I picked one up. The whole thing came with
That's uncommon. That's uncommon. I think it's because the kitchen was shutting in 10 minutes. That is, I think.
Yeah, probably.
But
yeah,
to be fair, they still absolutely smashed the chicken tenders
exactly
that I had.
Oh, the chicken tenders were so good.
That was the right choice.
Oh my God, they were so good.
I missed out that night.
You did. You could have some yummy Spoons food.
The dance girls.
Okay, so he's got a crush. this person, what should we call them? Should we call them Ant-Man?
I think if we bring in another name, it might confuse me more.
Yeah, okay, okay. So this original person got a friend, Tony. Tony's got a crush. The girl gives him the Instagram. He wants to message her the shit pickup line. Okay, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And then after he wants the number, the person's number to send them something on WhatsApp, doesn't have the number. So she messages Tony on Instagram, the same pickup line. So the original people that were speaking, the girl, his friend,
yeah,
and Tony. So okay. Tony wanted to send the girl something on WhatsApp, yeah, but didn't have her number. So asked for her number, whatever, on Instagram. She then sent the same pickup line to Tony back. As a joke.
Like,
how many ants did it take to carry the body, whatever, and then her number, like, haha, funny joke. And then she was like, shit, maybe that's flirty. So she was sat in the library with another one of their friends, asks the friend, well, tells the friend the story, saying, oh, Tony, like, has a crush on this girl, wanted to send her that on Instagram, blah, 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 blah. And then so, because she was afraid that it was going to be flirty, the friend sends Tony that as well, to kind of make it like haha funny joke. So the friend sends the pickup line again to Tony.
So a separate person.
But Tony didn't know that the friend knew.
Okay.
About the pickup line.
No, about him telling the original girl that he had a crush.
Okay, can I have an attempt to boil this down into one very neat statement?
Please.
Okay.
Please.
So basically, a guy has told somebody they want to use this pickup line, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That person then told the person that the pickup line was going to be used on the pickup line
No.
Oh, okay.
No, wow. Wrong.
Jump scare. Wrong. That literally...
Headphone warning.
Yeah, literally.
Sorry, guys. That would have been such a misunderstanding. No, it was another mutual friend between Toby and the girl.
What?
Okay, there are four actors in the story.
Oh,
the
crush...
Tony.
Should we act it out, us four?
Yeah, okay. So,
I ain't Tony.
Right.
Okay. Neither am I.
Joy is Tony. Ella's the crush. And then I'm the original girl, and Abby's the mutual friend.
Okay.
So me and Tony are talking, okay? And then Tony's like, oh, I have a girl I have a crush on. I want to send her this on Instagram. Yeah, Tony, okay, sounds good. Whatever, here's the Instagram. You're the crush, Ella, you don't speak.
All right.
Perfect. Shut up.
Right,
shut up.
Yeah, basically.
Never speak again, please. And Abby is the mutual friend. So Tony leaves, me and the mutual friend are talking. Oh, mutual friend, I'm really sorry, Okay. Tony, please send me this on WhatsApp. I send the pickup line to Tony. And then mutual friend, blah, 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 mutual friend, this happened to Tony. He has a crush on this person. He was going to send this. So then I sent him this. I hope it's not flirty. Ha, ha, ha. Okay. I'm going to send the same thing to Tony. Tony. So then it's not weird. Yes? Tony, oh, what the fuck? You told my friend. I thought it was a private matter, I think. Yeah?
Yeah.
You know what? Let's go along with it.
Okay, so what is the current thing we're debating? Yeah. What is the advice actually pertaining
to? So in the end, Tony then messaged me saying, did you tell our friend about the girl I have a crush on? He told me not to tell anyone. I don't know what to do.
Okay. She did tell someone.
Okay.
So the problem is, actually, the rest of the story is relevant, but
yes.
If we're just trying to boil it down for simplicity,
it is just
the issue is more Tony is upset that
the girl has told
someone that he has a crush on someone else.
Okay, so what we're really dealing with...
You know, it took us 10 minutes to get
there. It's a betrayal of trust, not the flirting on pickup line. That's what,
thank God.
Brilliant. So that I can deal with.
If we started with that,
She asked, should I just be honest and say I was worried about it seeming like I was flirting with him or tell a white lie of some kind? What do you think? Okay. So, multiple things. Apparently, he told her not to tell anyone. So that's...
But is she... How close is she with this mutual friend that she told?
Yeah, so that's the thing. Yeah. She probably thought, oh, yeah, I'm not going to tell anyone, but this guy's our mutual friend, so it should be fine, right? That's the whole, like, thing. But he obviously meant not to tell anyone.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big believer that if you're told not to tell anyone, personally, I just don't tell anyone because I am a massive overthinker, and I know if I do tell people, I will start overthinking, gosh, I should not have said that.
Yeah.
But everyone's different.
I have to say, I think this is a different circumstance. I think he said something that was so funny that it needs, and that's so cool. I'm sorry, if you use that as a pickup line, that needs to be, true. You need to be shamed.
Yeah. True.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm true. Sorry. I would be telling people, if I heard that someone was trying to, what is it again? Ants to carry a body.
How many ants does it take to carry a body?
I'm sorry, I think.
What's the punchline?
I don't know where that could go.
He wants to send the person the number, but like oh, that many ants.
Oh, that many ants is his number. Oh,
yes, you snugs.
That would go that. Over my head.
Oh my god.
I only just got that.
That would go over my head.
I genuinely think Blocked. The polar bear one was so much better.
Oh yeah, I've used the polar bear one.
I just think that
approved, signed, sealed, delivered.
The original girl did it not with bad intentions. I think her intentions were not, oh, I'm gonna reveal the crush, but it was, you know, sharing like a funny joke, haha, and being like, oh, was I flirty as well? So then the friend kind of made it into a joke. I feel like, okay, for me at least, I know Abby, you wouldn't have told anyone. I maybe wouldn't have either, and maybe she wouldn't have either. She probably misunderstood the situation. I feel like honest mistake, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like now the best thing is probably just turn it into a joke. Yeah. Well, I would have done like, oh, like, I'm so sorry. I just thought it'd be fine because he was our mutual friend. Mm-hmm. Didn't mean to reveal your crush. I just thought the pickup line was funny and wanted to make it like a joke within our friend group. Like, yeah. Maybe I wouldn't say, oh, it's because I was afraid that it was going to be flirty, what I sent, because that's a bit, like, I don't know, weird, maybe.
Surely it just can't be seen as flirty, because it's not flirty to begin with. I'd understand if it was a good pickup line, but it's not. Right. I don't think that has to be worried about. I don't think that the flirty element has to be worried. I think it's literally just someone who shared something they shouldn't have.
But it's just because, like, because she's worried about it being flirty, but obviously her intention was not, oh, like, it's such a shit pickup line, but it was like she's using the pickup line that he was gonna use, so that's why it could be flirty. That's the only thing. Can this mic stay straight? It keeps going on.
I think I'm just too confused to give advice on it. I just think as soon as I think I've understood it, now I've just read it again, and I actually don't think I do.
I agree. I feel because like I'm just saying, giving awful advice.
Should I be honest and say that I was worried about it? But yeah, because if that's honest, then yeah, just tell him that. If you're friends with Tony, you can just tell him that you thought that it was a little bit flirty. It's not a big, I don't think it needs to turn into something bigger. I think the more you leave it, if you lie about it, then it turns it into something that is probably not.
I agree.
I feel like either what Joya said, be fully honest and just, it's not a big deal, so just don't make it a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Or just say like, oh yeah, like, sorry, I didn't think it was a big deal. I didn't mean to reveal your crush. I just thought it was a funny pickup line and thought it would be funny to share it with our other friends. Like, that's it, I don't think.
Yeah, I think it depends how upset he is about this.
Surely not very. I think if the story was written in a slightly shorter way, I don't think we'd be deeping this as much as we are. I think it's because we've been written like an epic poem that we're thinking this is the most dramatic thing that's ever happened.
So guys, what do you think about chapter six?
Chapter six.
Chapter my favorite.
Tony has a crush.
we should annotate it at first. Definitely. It's like English class. What did you think of the hyperbole of the ants?
Literally, it's like an English comprehension. You have to like pick out what they're trying to say.
I genuinely think there's more, less words than that in the essay I've written today.
Yeah,
100%. Not bad. I'm on 2,000 words now.
Brilliant.
I know, which is not a good thing.
Oh
no, it's not a good thing. It's due on Friday, Sophia. It's not a good thing. Girl, it'll be due out when this comes out. Sophia. Oh my god, I may have not finished my essay by the time this reaches its audiences.
It may all be hanging by the time this comes out.
Oh,
after a potential Thursday night labs.
Looking forward to that.
Oh, don't know about that. Don't know about the Thursday night labs. We'll see. Maybe not after the curry.
Oh, god.
Oh, that's very disappointing.
I was going to say, that was the highlight of the week.
Yeah,
Ella even pushed me to a maybe on that.
I know.
Wow.
To a maybe on the labs?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off, I'm going then.
So it was just me.
Fuck Ella. No, because okay. I spoke about it with Joya, and Joya was like, oh, we had such a good night, like, the other night. Like, imagine we go to labs then, and I was like, oh, yeah, maybe not. Maybe, like, end it on a good note. But then if everyone's going to go to labs, and it'll be a great note.
I think we can just make it good.
Be. Yeah.
It's a maybe. It's not a confident yes.
It's
still on the maybe.
Don't worry, I'm very persuasive.
Oh, I just know that
we're all going to be holding hands while puking out the curry in labs.
Oh, yum.
You're really sweet.
Yum. Right way to end the semester.
Just not
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
But just to bring it back to the story, she probably does want advice. Don't make a big deal of it. I think it's fine. It's completely fine. I think it's an honest mistake. You didn't think it was a big deal. I feel like it's a mistake I could have made as well, fully. Just thought it was funny, and obviously he took it a bit seriously. So, yeah, either tell him whole truth or just, like, you know, just be honest in the fact that saying that that's not, that weren't your intentions. Just apologize, be honest, come clean, kind of. And
yeah,
that's it. Yeah, that's what I would say. What do you think, girly pops?
Who is girly pop?
Girly pops.
Take it away, Ella.
Go on, girly pop is. Come on, guys.
I just think it, surely it can't be that deep. Like, I think I wouldn't worry, because you've definitely not done anything that warrants worrying. Yeah.
No.
I think just if your friends talk some about it, but at the end of the day, that just sounds like a funny story that you'll laugh about in like a month's time once everyone's actually figuring out what you're on about, because we're not even 100% sure. So clear that up with your friends.
Is it still relevant? Also, we got this message a while ago.
Sophia's death kind of put it back behind a little bit.
No,
I had too much ADHD. I couldn't read the whole thing. I was getting distracted. Yeah, have you?
No, I'm saying no, but I agree with Ella, because I know originally I said I wouldn't tell anyone, but I also, when you put it into context, I generally think if I got that pickup line, I'd go straight on knocking Ella's room, or like straight to you guys, be like, guys, guess what? So.
Me too.
It's 100%. Such an easy thing to do. And this is coming from an overthinker. Just don't worry. Like, it's not that deep. Yeah. I wish I could tell myself this advice, but... Yeah.
Rooting against your own team there. It's so easy. Just stop worrying.
I just don't think Tony cares.
No.
I just think Tony probably doesn't care as much as you do, because you're worrying about it, and I feel like Tony's probably not.
He's a boy. Boys don't really care about stuff like that. Get over it. Play some Fortnite. I don't know.
I feel like we spent the whole episode last time just slating boys. I feel like we should move past
that. Okay. Shout out men. It's not Movember anymore, so.
Oh, fair point. No,
they lose their rights.
It's December now. Maybe Christmas.